This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. The U.S. State Department is asking all American citizens to avoid travel to Sri Lanka in the wake of last weekend's deadly bombings that killed more than 250 people. In a statement, the department said it had also ordered the evacuation of all family members of U.S. government employees in Sri Lanka. A Sri Lankan military spokesman said Friday soldiers exchanged gunfire with suspects after attempting to raid a building in Sri Lanka's eastern province as part of an ongoing investigation. Authorities found a stockpile of explosives and other raw materials used to manufacture bombs. Police also seized clothing and flags linked to the Islamic State group, gel ignite sticks, 100,000 ball bearings, drones, and at least one suicide vest during the raid. Officials say local militants with ties to the Islamic State group conducted the series of suicide bombings on Easter Sunday at churches and luxury hotels in and around Colombo and in the seaside village of Batacaloa. Cyclone Kenneth smashed into northern Mozambique, leaving one person dead Friday, barely 1 month after a superstorm hit the center of the country, devastating the area and killing hundreds. Claire Nullis is with the World Meteorological Organization.
Mozambican authorities evacuated thousands of people, which we hope limited the loss of life. And Tanzania, which also has never seen tropical cyclones, issued red alerts to warn people of the risks, and those red alerts continue today. They're warning of floods and landslides.
Kenneth descended on Mozambique just weeks after the country was hit by Cyclone Idai, which the UN labeled as one of the deadliest storms on record in the southern hemisphere. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said Friday the United States is backing out of a global arms trade treaty. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Trump made the announcement during a speech to the gun rights group, the National Rifle Association.
The treaty regulates international trade in conventional weapons and has been waiting Senate ratification since President Obama signed it in 2013.
We're taking our signature back.
President Trump making the announcement during a speech to the NRA, which says the treaty threatens the Second Amendment. He says Democrats threaten it as well.
You let these maniacs get into office, they will take that right away.
Urging NRA members to vote Republican. The group was key to his 2016 election, but has been limping toward 2020, divided and diminished. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The president's speech came after a U.S. federal judge had sentenced a Russian gun rights proponent to 18 months in prison for conspiring with a senior Russian official to infiltrate the National Rifle Association. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Maria Butina admitted to trying to infiltrate and gather intelligence on the National Rifle Association and other conservative U.S. political groups at the direction of a former Russian lawmaker. She pled guilty to a single charge, conspiracy to act as an unregistered foreign agent, as part of a deal with federal prosecutors. Butina has been jailed since her arrest in July of last year, and with credit for time served, will spend another 9 months behind bars. The judge also ordered she be deported upon completing her sentence. Butina said she was ashamed and embarrassed by her actions. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Authorities in California said an Iraq War veteran deliberately drove into a group of pedestrians because he thought some of the people were Muslim. Isaiah Joel Peoples faces 8 counts of attempted murder for injuring 8 people, including 4 who remain hospitalized. The most seriously injured is a 13-year-old Sunnyvale girl of South Asian descent who's in a coma with a severe brain trauma. Assistant District Attorney Jay Boyarsky says Peoples plowed into a crowd of pedestrians because he thought they were Muslim.
There is very appalling and disturbing evidence that at least 1 or 2 of these victims were targeted based on the defendant's view of what their race or religion may have been.
Peoples appeared briefly in Santa Clara County Superior Court Friday. He did not enter a plea and is being held without bail. The former U.S. Army sharpshooter experienced post-traumatic stress disorder after serving in Iraq, according to his family. People's attorney Chuck Smith said Friday the crash was in no way deliberate. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.